From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yockey reporting. North Korea launches rocket. North Korea has launched a long-range rocket carrying what it said is a satellite in defiance of UN sanctions, barring it from using ballistic missile technology. The rocket was launched from North Korea's Tongchang-ri satellite launching facility near the northwestern border with China. The rocket headed on a southward trajectory, passing over Japan's southern Okinawa Islands. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said his country will not tolerate the rocket launch after repeated warnings from the international community not to do so. Abe said it is a clear violation of UN Security Council resolutions. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice said the U.S. condemns the launch, as well as North Korea's determination to prioritize its missile and launch weapons programs over the well-being of its people. Thousands of rescue workers in Taiwan are clawing through vast amounts of wreckage, searching for survivors of a powerful earthquake that ravaged the city of Tainan on the island's southwest coast. Authorities say Saturday's pre-dawn 6.4 magnitude quake killed at least 24 people and injured more than 500 others in Tainan. Most of the victims were in a 17-story apartment building that collapsed. Officials say they will investigate whether there were any building code construction violations. Two other partially collapsed buildings were left tilting sharply away from their foundations, with their lower floors crumpled under tons of concrete and of steel. This is VOA News. Somali government officials say airport security cameras caught two people dressed in military uniforms passing a laptop to the passenger who died after Tuesday's mid-flight bomb blast aboard a passenger plane. Cabinet spokesman Adi Salan Ahmed Atto told VOA the National Intelligence Agency has security recordings showing two men giving a laptop in a hidden way to a passenger. European Union officials are urging Turkey to open a border crossing where tens of thousands of Syrian civilians have arrived, fleeing a massive government offensive in Aleppo province. EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini said EU support for Turkey is aimed at guaranteeing Turkey can handle the influx of refugees.
It is unquestionable the fact that people coming from inside Syria are Syrians in need for international protection.
The Turkish prime minister said Ankara would allow the refugees into the country, but so far has not opened a key border crossing with Syria. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidates faced off at a debate in New Hampshire late Saturday. It came just 3 days before the state's presidential primary, a crucial election that could make or end several of the candidates' presidential bids. Businessman Donald Trump is the front runner in pre-election polls. He spoke with reporters after the debate.
It's easier to poll New Hampshire because you don't have the caucus system. The caucus system is very complex and very tricky, and you saw that, you know, by what happened to Ben. But I think we're going to do really well here. And, you know, I've had a relationship with New Hampshire for many, many years, and have so many friends up here beyond the political side. So I think I'm going to do well, and it was very important that I, you know, do a good job in the debate.
Ohio Governor John Kasich spoke after the debate as well. He placed third behind Trump and Florida Senator Marco Rubio in the Suffolk University Boston Global Poll.
I want to say this. Regardless of what happens, this has been a fantastic period of my life, and it's just been remarkable. And I'm a happy man, and we all are. On the bus, traveling around, we just have a great time. So, New Hampshire, I need you. Please, see ya.
On the Democratic Party side of the New Hampshire primary, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has a significant lead over former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton going into Tuesday's vote. The spectacle of the U.S. National Football League's annual championship game extends far beyond the stadium in California, where the Super Bowl is being played tonight. Super Bowl Sunday is as close as it gets to a national holiday in the United States that is not actually a holiday. People across the country gather with friends and family at house parties and bars to watch the game, making for historic television ratings. I'm Susan Yockey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.